America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stolfo.
Our next guest is the voice of Jerry Smith on the animated series Rick and Morty. The new season premieres Sunday, July 26th at 11:30 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on Adult Swim. It is a pleasure to say hello to Chris Parnell. Chris, welcome to the show.
Hey, Ed. Good morning.
It is very nice to have you on the show. Well, season two, Rick and Morty, the series follows the misadventures of an alcoholic scientist, Rick, and his easily influenced grandson, Morty. We are eons away from the Flintstones here. Tell us a little about the show, Chris.
Well, you described it very well. Rick is like the smartest scientist in the universe. And so, for instance, he has a portal gun that allows him to open up a portal to any other universe.
And wow.
So the show can literally go anywhere in space and time. So that opens up a lot of possibilities, as you can imagine. And as a science fiction fan myself, I love that. And then it also happens to be pretty funny. So while that craziness is going on, there's also this family back at home. I play Jerry, the father of Morty, the son-in-law of Rick. Sarah Chalk plays Beth, my wife. Mm-hmm. And Spencer Grammer plays Summer, our daughter. So you've got a family unit there, and you know, so you've got some real sort of emotions and things going on. It's a pretty good, you know, combination.
It is a really good show.
Cartoons, animation have really evolved over the years, becoming more, I don't know, focused towards, like, an adult can watch a cartoon now, and it's not, like, weird that you're sitting there watching an animation.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Much more sophistication.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, there's more nuance, more sophistication. The storylines have gotten so much more involved and different, and that's got to be interesting for you as an actor, as a voice actor, to be able to participate in something like that.
Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, I love doing voiceover, and it's just one of the greatest gigs one can have. And then I get to work on some really good shows, Archer, Rick and Morty, and among others. But it's a blast. Yeah, it's amazing.
Do you prefer voiceover acting over actually acting in front of a live audience or in front of a camera?
I prefer it to acting in front of a live audience, and I like it about equally with acting in front of a camera. You know, like I love doing like a single camera sitcom or obviously the occasional movie part. I mean, I really love doing both. Mm-hmm. And I'm lucky that at least for now I get to do that. So hopefully that will continue.
You know, that's interesting you say that, because you spent 8 years on Saturday Night Live, which is unlike any other television because it is live in front of that audience at Rockefeller Center. You're also part of the Groundlings. When you were on SNL, I've heard that you were nicknamed the Iceman while there. Why was that?
Well, Colin Quinn gave me that nickname, and it was, I guess, because of the first show that I did. It was back in 98.
Mm-hmm.
Cameron Diaz was the host, and we did a sketch. The cold open, the first sketch of the night, was called, I believe, Oprah 2000. So it was looking into what was then the future, at how everybody in the Monica Lewinsky scandal was getting along 2 years after it had all sort of gone down. And I played Kenneth Starr, who was the big investigator at the time.
Sure.
And so I went on, and I wasn't, you know, I didn't freak out, and, you know, I did my part. Mm-hmm. and seemed sort of cool and collected, and Colin, you know, saw me do that, and I think was impressed as a first-time cast member in this first sketch, and called me the Iceman. So, it's a cool nickname to have.
I think it is.
Actually, there was an NBA player, George Gervin, who played with the Spurs. He was also called the Iceman, so you're in good company.
I am.
There you go.
Top Gun.
That's right.
Well.
See
that's
that?
That's true.
It just never stops. You were from Memphis. So when you have somebody that grew up in the South, you expect to hear a much different voice, timbre, and quality. How did you lose the accent?
You know, I had to. Well, I had two things going for me. My dad is a voiceover guy. He's a former disc jockey, Jack Parnell.
Mm-hmm.
So that helped. But what really made the difference was going to school, to drama school. I went to North Carolina School of the Arts and had to work pretty hard on getting rid of my Southern dialect.
So when you're back around, like your family, or you're back in the area, does it come out? Because I'm from Brooklyn. When I'm on the air, accent kind of goes away, but when I'm home, it's like, wow, what happened to you?
Yeah, she turns into the D's and Do's queen when she goes back home. So.
No, it definitely does. It definitely does. And if I'm home and having drinks, it comes out even more.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's interesting. You talked about your dad. He was a DJ at WHBQ in Memphis, also a voiceover artist. To be able to watch your dad perform in the industry, and it's vocal, it's voice, it has a lot to do with what you're doing right now on Rick and Morty and on Archer as well. What was it like growing up having a dad in the business?
Well, you know, it was all I'd ever known, and so it wasn't that unusual. And by the time I was like 4 or 5, I think he actually wasn't doing the disc jockey thing anymore,
mm-hmm.
but he had a recording studio with a partner where they would, you know, produce and obviously record things. And he would bring me and my sister in sometimes to play, you know, kids that he needed in commercials and things. So, you know, it was cool. It was really my introduction to acting. But that was kind of normal for me. So it wasn't that unusual.
Chris, were you at Comic-Con?
I was, absolutely. I was there both for Rick and Morty and for Archer.
Oh, that's amazing. Wow. So tell me about your experience at Comic-Con, because I know people can get real crazy at these things.
Well, you know, it's the sixth year I've been, so I'm kind of used to the
scene. Oh, you've been there, done that, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but, you know, it's pretty fun. I mean, part of what I like about it is I get to see my castmates. Even though this year Spencer Grammer and Sarah Chalk weren't able to make it, but I got to see Justin Roiland, who plays Rick and Morty, and Dan Harmon. So that was fun. And then I got to see all my Archer castmates, and it's fun. You know, there are parties and things. And then you also, you get to see the fans who are so into the show.
Oh, yeah.
And that's pretty gratifying.
It is, because I mean, when you're working on a show like this, you're literally in a studio at a microphone reading off a script on a music stand. And when you finally get out there and you see the people that really are your show, the fans, the people that watch it and support it, it's got to be gratifying. And it kind of adds probably a whole different perspective to the process in the first place.
It does. I mean, to watch an episode, say, with all of these fans and hear them respond to it in the moment, it's very different than watching at home on your television.
Oh, sure.
Sure.
Now, I saw somewhere you actually taught, was it high school for a year? How did that happen?
I did. Well, after I graduated from college, I worked at a theater in Houston for a season.
Mm-hmm.
And then I left there sort of feeling a little lost and disenchanted and not sure what I was going to do. And my old high school drama teacher and mentor and still a good friend, Frank Bluestein, he said, "Hey, well, you want to come back and, you know, try teaching for a year?" And I was mm-hmm. like, "You know what? Sure. Why the heck not?" So, I went back and taught Introduction to Drama and Introduction to Film and Video, which were classes I'd taken myself. And I have to say, I wasn't cut out for teaching.
Not many people are.
And why is that? What was the biggest surprise?
Well, you know, I was pretty young. I mean, I was like 25 or so, 24 at the time, and I wasn't ready at all to be Mr. Parnell, to be an authority figure,
yeah.
and to try to impose discipline on these kids.
An intro to drama. I remember sitting in that class going, "Oh my goodness, help me."
And all of a sudden, there you are like in the remake of Blackboard Jungle, you know. And
so funny.
Well, once again, the new season of Rick and Morty premieres Sunday, July 26th at 11:30 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on Adult Swim. Chris Parnell, this has been a lot of fun. Thanks so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks,
all right,
Chris.
Have a great day.
All right, you too.
To be a voiceover artist, now I've done that. I did a small role in a cartoon once, but it's so cool to actually be able to put a life into this animated character.
I agree, and you know, you can kind of make it your own. I think
yes.
that these people pretty much have, you know, say on where the personality is going and stuff like that. I think Listen, I would love to do something like that one day.
It's a lot of fun.
I would love it.
It's a lot of fun. And for someone like this, this guy's had a pretty decent career. He's in his late 40s, 8 years in Saturday Night Live. Mm-hmm. He played a variety of different characters on that. It is very difficult to get into that in the first place.
Sure is.
He was a member of the Groundlings. We talked about that for a second. That is a very highly skilled improvisation group in Los Angeles.
Okay.
And a lot of people have come out of that. Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Cheryl Hines, a lot of really talented people.
Okay.
And it's very difficult to get into that. So it's a pretty talented guy. And isn't it nice to know he comes from a guy who was in radio?
His dad was
a big radio guy.
His roots are in radio, you see?
And he's got the voice.
He sure does.
I mean, you know, he's an actor. He does funny stuff on these cartoons and stuff. But he sounds like he could be doing a newscast right now.
I want to hear what he sounds like when he's home after a couple drinks, like he said.
All of a sudden,
I want to see that accent come out.
Southern boy comes back out. All of a sudden, it becomes Chris Parnell, NASCAR driver.
That's funny.
So again, when is the show on? It's on Sunday, July 26th, 11:30 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on Adult Swim. You brought up a great point. Cartoons are so much more sophisticated now.
Yeah.
They are marketed to adults.
They are. They are. I feel like even the animation that you see coming out, that like in the movies,
right,
that's for a kid. As an adult sitting there, they put in like jokes that only an adult would get.
Exactly. Like when Robin Williams was in Aladdin, there were two separate storylines going on.
There were
references the kids would not get.
Not in
And there were
years.
References for kids that the adults wouldn't get.
No.
But that's why it worked, and that's why those things made money.
That's true.
So now if we ever create the Ed and Christina cartoon, we know how to write it.
I want to see what you would look like as an animation.
That's going to be quite scary, folks. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Stoppa.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Does your child help you clean the house? Well, they should. Admittedly, as the comedian Phyllis Diller said, cleaning the house while kids are still growing, it's kind of like shoveling the walk before it stops snowing. Nevertheless, many parents have found a way around this dilemma. Here's the developmental science of it.
Clean up this mess. We've got company coming.
Many parents clean and pick up because it's faster and easier, but this is doing your child a disservice. Instead, provide the expectation that they must tidy up after themselves. If they don't, something, toys, or privileges must be taken away when children can't do as required.
Clean up time.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Actions have consequences. That's a real-world lesson that kids must learn early. If not, you'll be picking up for them for the rest of their life. You can check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Easton LaChapelle found his purpose when he met a girl born with no arms.
She was outgrowing her prostheses. The replacement pair cost $160,000, an amount her parents couldn't afford.
So Easton went to work. He developed an arm which costs just $250 and works just like a human arm.
But just as amazing, he taught himself about the technology. He lives in a small town. He did it with almost no money. He worked from his bedroom. Oh, and did we mention he's just 17?
What's his secret? Do what you can with what you have. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.